Good morning. Our question today relates to the minhag of some at Leila Seder, at the night of the Seder, to not pour their own wine, but rather other people pour the wine for them. Is there a basis for that? Is there not a basis for that? Is it required? Not required? So we're going to start out with the Darkei Moshe, who says in Or Chaim Taf Pei Vav, in the name of the Mahariv, Maharibe Rav, the Misha Ose HaSeder Lo Yimzog Be'atzmo Ela Acher Yimzog Derecherus. We should not be pouring at this Lela Seder our own wine, but rather it should be poured by somebody else, because this is a sign of Cherus. Free men have servants to assist them, and they don't have to do their own work, this type of work. They have other work, people that can do it on their behalf. And accordingly, this is the sign of Cherus, or at least a sign of Cherus at the Leila Seder. So don't pour your own wine. Have somebody else do it. And in fact, that is brought by the Ramah as well in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel. So that is the common practice by many. But having said that, the Tosfos Chaim on the Chayyadim says that that applied specifically back then, certainly in the time of Chazal, that the wine was very strong. Could be at the time of the Ramah. I'm not familiar with how the wine was, but likely very strong as well, that they needed to dilute it with water. And accordingly, it wasn't the cover of the Balabais that he's having to not only pour his own cup, but prepare his own wine. This is part of preparing the wine to be drunk, to be drinkable, is there had to be changes made to the concentrate of the wine. You had to put in the right amount of water. It's more like making the food and the ingredients there that you're putting together. So the Balabai shouldn't do that himself, but rather somebody else should do it for him. However, says the Tosfos Chaim, when it comes to our wine, which is ready to go, that we don't need to dilute it with water, he says then it is actually preferable that the Baal HaBayis does it for himself, that he should pour his own wine. Why? Because there is a concept, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. It's preferable when we have the mitzvah to do, we should do it by ourselves and not via somebody else. Don't outsource it, don't use a shaliach. Then accordingly, the Tosfos Chaim is of the view that the Ramah saying that the Baal HaBayis shouldn't do it himself, he should have somebody else do it for him. That's a sign of Cherus that applied at the time when you had to dilute your wine. There was real effort put in, but nowadays this would not apply. In fact, not only does it not apply, but it's preferable the Baal HaBayis and each individual does it for his or herself, because a mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. So we started out with saying the Ramah says to do it. We have the Tosfos Chaim saying that applies at the time of the Ramah, time of Chazal, but not at our time. But nonetheless, having said that, the poskim do bring down this custom of not pouring, at least the Baal HaBayis not pouring his own wine, somebody else doing it. And that is the minhag that is fairly widespread, that the Baal HaBayis and maybe others as well, as we'll talk about, they do not pour their own wine. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan brings a second rationale to be lenient. The first was the Tosfos Chaim, and saying that things are different now, our wine is different now from how it was back then. The Aruch HaShulchan says we're not careful about this nowadays. The Aruch HaShulchan oftentimes talks about what is the minhag that's commonly done, and he oftentimes sides with the minhag. So he says, nowadays, at his time, Niz Harim Bazeh. Why? Because it looks a little bit like Ramus Rucha. It looks a little bit like arrogance. So just maybe it's a little demeaning to the wife that the husband is having the wife pour his wine for him. Bein Abal Adif Mimena. And the husband's no better than she is. So why should she be pouring his wine as opposed to not his pouring his own wine? And accordingly, says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'lachei no'agim limzog be'atzmo ve'einzog kapeda. Accordingly, the Baal HaBayis, we are knowing that he pours his own wine, and this is really not a big deal. And it's a little bit unclear here. He says we're not nizhar, as the Aruch HaShulchan say, it's preferable to not do this, meaning the minhag of the Ramah that the Baal HaBayis should have somebody else do it on his behalf. It seems like the Aruch HaShulchan is having a limud zchut. Why aren't we being careful about what the Ramah said to do, that the Baal HaBayis should have somebody else pour for him? We're not careful about it because it just doesn't look right. It's not right to the wife. And accordingly, accordingly, he does it himself, and we don't have to be einzok kpeda. No, not a big deal. We don't have to be makpid about it. So it's likely a limud zchus. It's not like the Torah Schaim I think, before that he said nowadays the Baal HaBayis should do it himself. That's preferred. That's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, but the rationale of the Aruch HaShulchan is more, why aren't we makbid about it? Not it's better that the Baal HaBayis does it himself, but simply, why don't we have this done? Because it just it doesn't look right for the wife. Well, we could explain it the other way, that the Aruch HaShulchan is not just a limud tzus. Maybe he also prefers it this way, that the husband do it, so it looks proper with the wife. Could be read either way. In any case, on this Aruch HaShulchan, saying that it's not the right thing, it looks a little bit demeaning maybe for the wife, a number of Achronim have asked on this Aruch HaShulchan, but why is this any different from the other work that a wife does on behalf of the husband in the house? That many things are done by the wife and not by the husband, and they have different responsibilities, and some of it is could be, you could look at it as well as demeaning. So the Yang and Moshe asks on his Aruch HaShulchan, and is concerned that it's not the greatest of rationales to say why we don't have to be strict about this, because it's work being done on behalf of it. So what? You know, the wife, husband goes to work, she may go to work also, but there are household responsibilities, and she often does it. We don't say that it's not the right thing to do. So that's the question of the Yag and Moshe on this Aruch HaShulchan. Just one last point on this is, if we look at the language of the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, it's only talking about the Baal HaBayis, the head of the household, that somebody else pours his wine. However, those other people attending the Seder, they can certainly pour for themselves. The focus is on the Baal HaBayis, and that's the Derech Cheirus that the Ramah talks about. But nonetheless, just to mention that there are places that everyone is noheg to pour for somebody else. It's not noheg to pour for somebody else. It's the minhag is that they shouldn't pour for themselves. And accordingly, because of that, somebody else pours for them. So that is the minhag in some places. Either the Baal HaBayis, that is the prevalent minhag, or everyone, other people as well at the Seder. But this is certainly a sign of Cheirus, which we definitively do want to show at the Lel HaSeder. Have a wonderful day.